In Northwest news from KPLU, now we have some news about us. The nonprofit Friends of 88.5 FM has reached a deal with Pacific Lutheran University to assume ownership of KPLU. More from KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer.
After 50 years of serving Western Washington under PLU, 88.5 is set to become an independent, community-licensed station. The agreement still must be approved by the Federal Communications Commission, but the deal signed Monday between PLU and Friends of 88.5 was the last major step towards stopping the proposed sale to crosstown competitor KUOW and preserving KPLU's news and music. The announcement came after 2 weeks of direct negotiations. Stephen Tan heads up Friends of 88.5 and was at the bargaining table.
I just want to thank everyone who donated time, donated money, helped out in any way, spoke up. You were heard, and it looks like we're going to be successful.
The Friends Group will pay $7 million plus $1 million worth of on-air underwriting for PLU. Friends of 88.5 raised the money, plus $1 million cushion that will fund the transition and operations in less than 6 months. PLU President Tom Kreis offered his congratulations to the community group.
It's really been an impressive display of enthusiasm and commitment and really, in many ways, joy. And it's an incredible win-win for public radio, for jazz, for the university, for the region. I think this is a really great outcome, and I'm very pleased to be part of it.
The deal lets KPLU staff continue working out of its offices on PLU's Parkland campus for 3 years rent-free. After that, the station plans to find new facilities in the South Sound. KPLU also maintains an office in downtown Seattle. One open question is what will happen to KPLU's endowment and cash reserves. The parties say they're barred from discussing specifics of the deal, but those specifics will be made public within the next 2 weeks when the agreement is submitted to the FCC. The agreement nullifies the original deal that would have sold KPLU to the University of Washington-licensed KUOW. That station said it planned to eliminate KPLU's news department and remake the station with an all-music format. UW spokesman Norm Arkins says KUOW's offer is now off the table.
We got into this in the first place for the sole purpose of preserving a public radio asset in the Northwest. So we're done.
The new deal between PLU and the community group was set in motion after the original intended sale generated public outcry. UW then announced it would stand down if KPLU listeners could raise the money to match its offer. So began a whirlwind fundraising campaign in January that saw Friends of 88.5 meet its $7 million goal by late May, over a month early, with more than 18,000 donors. In spite of the circuitous route to an independent 88.5, PLU's President Kreis says he can't imagine doing things any differently than he did. Asked whether the university could have allowed a community group to make an offer before opening talks with other radio stations, he says that may not have worked.
The steps that we went through, I think we probably needed those in order for this to happen. I think that people just said, oh, you know, I care about this and I want to support it. And I'm not sure that they would have been motivated to think that way had we not proceeded in the direction that we did. Of course, we didn't envision this end, but we're very pleased that we wound up this place.
KPLU General Manager Joey Cohn says the station did learn some key lessons from its existential crisis, especially the importance of connecting with listeners and ensuring the station reflects what's distinct about the community that saved it.
That's what we're here to do. Make it a station that is unique to the Northwest, just in the same way that the Puget Sound is, that the Olympic Mountains are, that Mount Rainier is, that Pike Place Market is. It's something that's ingrained and special and something we can be proud of.
Cohn says he expects the station to finalize its independence this fall, well before KPLU's 50th anniversary in November. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.
KPLU has hired an independent editor to oversee coverage of this story.